Scott Brown's victory in Tuesday's special election may spark a surge in Republican candidates in the congressional elections this fall. Republican strategists say members of the state's all-Democratic delegation may be vulnerable because of Brown's strong showing in their districts. Former State Treasurer Joe Malone tells the Boston Globe today he'll almost certainly challenge Democratic Congressman William Delahunt. We turn now to another member of the delegation to talk about this and other issues in the wake of the Brown win. Congressman Michael Capuano of Somerville joins us now. Congressman, good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Happy to be with you, Bob.
Let me ask you, first of all, what lesson do you take from this week's win by Scott Brown? Is it a wake-up call for Democrats, as some have said? And if so, how for you?
I think it's a wake-up call for anybody in elective office. During the campaign, I tried to express the fact that I believe that the average voter was pretty angry in general. They happen to be angry at Democrats at the moment because Democrats are the ones in charge. They were angry at Republicans last time, which helped propel Mr. Obama into the White House and give the Democrats sizable majorities in both branches. And the question is, what is that anger about? And I guess different people will read it differently. I see, certainly some of it is pretty identifiable, but that's not the generality. I think the basic average person, the one who's not the teabagger or the left winger or whatever it might be, is angry about the prospects of them not having a job. Even those who have jobs are angry about that. They're angry that it seems as though government is not paying attention to their needs for their children, for their homes. I've felt that anger for a while, and some people criticized me during the primary for expressing it, but that's my expectation. But I think that there'll be a lot of people who dissect that. So do I think they're angry at Democrats in particular? Only because we're the ones in charge at the moment. They want us to take some dramatic action. And I agree with them. So I hope that the political leaders learn their lessons.
Okay, but what would that dramatic action be? How are you going to convince these people who delivered this message that you're talking about in the elections this week? How are you going to help convince these people that Democrats on Capitol Hill who do run things right now, as you pointed out, are not out of touch with the concerns of the average person?
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that yet. I don't know. I mean, I'm a Democrat, and I think my first job is to try to make sure that I've heard it. I think I have. I think I heard it a while ago. And my second job is to try to make sure that people feel that I'm fighting for them. And we'll find out. I've always been a fighter. Again, I've been criticized by some people as being too much of a fighter. And my third job is to try to make sure that it's a generic feel. But I've had my own concerns with my caucus lately, not lately, for a while now. For instance, I've been arguing for months since the stimulus that we needed to focus on the creation of more jobs. Up until now, I think that has been seen as, look, Mike, we agree with you, but we have other priorities, and that's not everybody agrees with that. There's not a monolithic opinion here, but it does come out as such when you have the presidency, because it appears as though the president speaks for all of us in lockstep, and that's never been the case. But again, that's the question will be whether the leaders and the body as a whole, not just the House, but the House, the Senate, the president, whether we take action, and we'll know that shortly.
It sounds like you're not sure that congressional Democrats as a group are going to be willing to change.
Well, I'm never sure that any group is willing to hear what they need to hear. Like anything else, people come to the table with their own opinions, and there's going to be 1,000 people dissecting this election. And they may come up to different conclusions. So I don't know. I mean, if they come to different conclusions, maybe I'm wrong. That's my opinion. Maybe there are some other lessons here. And if I'm wrong, fine, then I'll have trouble politically. And that's the way it should be. That's the thing that people don't understand. There are many of us, not everybody, who are in elective office who I think it's good for people to stand up and throw the bums out once in a while. I hope they don't see me as one of the bums, but if they do, that's the way politics is supposed to work.
Do you expect a tough fight for re-election this fall? I know you don't have an opponent yet on the Republican side, but do you expect that you, maybe you, and other members of the Massachusetts delegation are going to have tough fights this fall? There are reports this morning that Republicans are going to line up to challenge the delegation following Scott Brown's strong performance in some of the congressional districts on Tuesday this week.
Well, it's inevitable that they'll talk about it, and that's fine by me. I don't I've never had a problem with somebody running against me if that's what they want to do. But I think what they'll find out pretty soon is when you start running against a person who has an established relationship with the voters of their district or their city or their state, whatever it might be, if they have an established relationship and they work that relationship, it's awfully hard to knock somebody out who is perceived by most people as doing their job. And, you know, that's what campaigns are about. If the Republicans want to come and have an election, for me personally, I wouldn't mind that. That's come and get it. It's not what I want. Of course, I would like to have a nice, easy re-election. That's human nature. But I've never shied away from a tough election, and that's up to them to make that decision.
Let me come back to the issue on Capitol Hill at this moment, if I might. That is health care reform. There's some talk on Capitol Hill, as we know, that the election has forced Democratic leaders to reconsider health care reform. And one option that seems to be emerging, at least at this moment, is the creation of a simpler, less ambitious health care reform bill. Do you think that's the way Democrats are going to have to go in order to get some version of health care reform passed?
Well, I don't know. You're right. That's what's playing itself out now. It happens to be the major issue on the table at the time. But this will affect a lot of things. And it is reality. The reality is that we no longer have 60 votes in the Senate. And there are many people who thought we never really did anyway. But that, like it or not, people can complain all day long. That is the political reality of it. The other political reality is, again, people are trying to read what this election means. Does it have national implications? Does it have implications on my particular race? And everybody will come to different conclusions. And if the conclusion is, yes, it does, it is symbolic of a national issue, then, yeah, people should expect that the average politician will pull their wings in a little bit, maybe try to be a little bit less ambitious, and accept that. And I know that there are many people who think that one of them, and I happen to be one of them, I think one of the problems is that Democrats haven't been Democrats. But, you know, I'm one member. I'm not the whole caucus. And if that's the general perception, which, again, is being formulated as we speak, if that's a general perception, then I think that your read of it is correct. I do think that may well be the result, whether it's right or wrong. Again, each individual member will have to make that decision.
Are you confident or not that some version of health care reform will get passed?
Yeah, I am. Yes, I am. It may well be a trimmed-down version. And that may well be how everybody reads this election. I certainly think that health care is one of the major issues. I don't think that health care was the sole reason that this election turned out the way it is. It is certainly an issue. I think it is very symbolic. And I do think that there are some people concerned about it. But I knew about that from day one. But I know for a fact there are many people who were angry because we didn't do what we had said we were going to do, which is national health care. So the question is going to have to be to interpret this, and different people will do it differently.
All right. Finally, one more question, if I might, Congressman Capuano. I know that you're focused right now politically on your reelection bid this fall 2010, but might you challenge Senator Scott Brown? Will you challenge Senator Scott Brown when he runs for reelection in 2012?
I have no idea, Bob. I have never in my life had the luxury of planning my political career 3 years in advance. I think we need to let Mr. Brown have an opportunity to prove whether he is the independent he claims to be or whether he's a lockstep Republican or something in between. So I'm actually looking forward to getting to know him. I hope he's a great senator from Massachusetts. I plan to do my best to work with him. But it's going to be up to him to decide, you know, how he feels about given issues. And that'll determine a lot of things. And as far as my political future goes, I can only tell you I'm running in November, and after that, we'll think about other things.
Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano of Somerville, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks, Bob. Always a pleasure.